On the show today, we have Toronto's very own Anne Farrell and Capital Credit Union's Pierre Cardenas and Martin Fogarty talking about how Capital Credit Union is benefiting using Trellis's card portfolio growth solutions, kind of a continuation of our last interview in September. They're halfway through this program, so it's really cool to see how they're progressing and how they're succeeding, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and we have a full house today. I'll start right next to me is Trellis's very own Anne Farrell. Anne, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Mike. Great to be back and speaking with you today.
Yeah. Always glad to have you guys on the show for sure. You guys provide some great, great content. And then right below me is Mr. Pierre Cardenas from Capital Credit Union. Pierre, how are you doing? Looks like you're in transit. Looks like you're driving somewhere.
Yeah, no, this is my new office, Mike. How do you like it?
I like it. Taking mobile to the level. I like it.
Yes.
And then right next to Pierre is Martin Fogarty from Capital Credit. And you're the director of remote delivery. Martin, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Michael. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Okay, this is kind of a continuation of our last discussion. I think it was in September of 2020 in the midst of all that was going on. And you guys were just knocking it out of the park with what you guys are doing here, what we're going to talk about here. So it's great to revisit and see where you are in your journey. And this time we're going to be talking about how you guys obviously have benefited using Trellis's card portfolio growth solutions. The continuation, this is kind of like part two. I feel like I'm on like a Netflix series. I can't wait till the next part. So, but I'm going to start with you, Anne, ladies first, as we shall do. Before we get started here, can we give us a quick overview of Trellis's card portfolio growth solutions here, just as a refresher, and then we'll kind of dive into some of the details here.
Oh yeah, sure. So card portfolio growth solutions has been in inception actually since 2015 here at Trellis. It's a full-blown 12-month marketing calendar. It's a pay-for-performance model, and it really entails everything for a card portfolio to grow their total revenue year over year. Engaging in what we call our Kickstarter programs, things that you need to be doing, credit line increase, new account acquisition, targeting your inactive cardholders. And then it also comes with an array of marketing, which is 6 full-blown marketing promotions or campaigns a year, 2 balance transfer, 2 usage campaigns, and 2 employee incentive campaigns. So it really is, derived to add penetration, activation, and usage to a card portfolio that's probably stagnant or maybe has only done one product and not done another. So it really couples everything in. If you're running, credit line increase, you want to be doing, right after that, a balance transfer. So it's strategically planned to build their portfolio throughout the 12-month year of the contractual agreement for the product.
Fantastic. And we're right in the middle of it with Capital here. And Pierre, I'm going to come to you on this one. So your credit union has been using these solutions since July 2020. And so why did you start? Let's step back a little bit. What attracted you to their card portfolio growth solutions? What attracted you to it? And what was going on at the time?
Yeah, Mike, I'm always looking for a way to increase our revenue. And I listened to one of the webinars that they put out there, and I was really impressed with some of the responses that I was getting from some other credit unions. And, credit unions across the country have just been filled with deposits, right? Yeah. We got more liquidity than we've ever could even know what to do with. The real problem is there's no yield. Absolutely no yield. I am not going to put $2 million at 40 basis points for 5 years. I mean, we can't do that. There's no spread. And so we've got to find other alternatives. But the bad thing is there's a refinance frenzy going on. Everybody's trying to get loans. Everyone. The fintechs are coming in strong and they're capturing loan business that we otherwise would have had. So we need help, right? And so I saw some of the things that they're doing, and I thought, I need them to help us, especially, we're pushing up against $200 million as a credit union, still small, but, it gives us some flexibility, and we just got to be very strategic in the way we advance. And so looking at best of breed, who are the people out there that are innovative and moving forward? And it was July, man. It was a mist. Nobody knew what was going on. But there's one thing that I did know, is we needed to expand our credit card portfolio while everybody else's was dropping. And I called these guys, got a hold of Ann and said, hey, let's get on this pony and see where it takes us.
Exactly. Where are you in this journey right now, Pierre? Where is Capital Credit Union in their journey? Because again, this is the second interview in a multi-installment, so we can't wait till the next one. But where are you guys right now?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like the way we're kind of featuring these as we're progressing forward. You know, the credit card portfolio had been sold a while back before I got there. When I came in, we had to wait till that expiration date, and we kicked off the credit card portfolio right before COVID came in. So, you know, obviously we need to grow the portfolio. I got Martin to come in and kind of spearhead the program for us, and we've seen a lot of success, but there's a lot of pieces that are added on to that. And if you want to hear a little bit about how we're progressing at this point, sure. Martin, why don't you tell them a little bit about how what you've seen on the day-to-day basis as Martin's kind of deploying and spearheading this program for us here at the Credit Union.
Well, yeah, Martin, stage is yours.
Yeah, I mean, having a partner like Ann over in Trellis and the team to come along beside us has been huge. We don't have a lot of the resources that some of the bigger players in the market do. So to have a marketing solution to help us with the marketing to the members has been really good. You know, the promotions that they're putting together has really helped us to motivate our team internally. So, you know, we had the new acquisitions sweepstakes, which helped to get our employees really kind of fired up about, you know, referring credit cards or cross-selling some credit cards. And just to have a partner like Trellis to help us navigate the complexities, because they're the expert in this field, has been really great for us.
And we were kind of stuck on our portfolio, Mike, and it wasn't advancing. It was kind of just stagnant. And as we started the program, we started seeing the growth of the deposit and the balances outstanding, which is really critical. And I think we're pushing up against 2 million now. So going from zero as a credit union that didn't have a credit card portfolio in the midst of an environment where everyone else's is decreasing and ours is increasing, is pretty impressive. And we're really pleased with the results that we've had up to now.
Yeah, especially in the environment that we were in or we still are in. So yeah, you
still
guys
are. Yes, sir.
Quite the anomaly right there in a good way for sure. And how is this working at their, why is that succeeding right now from your standpoint? And Pierre, I'll ask you that as well. How's it working over there and why is it succeeding?
Yeah, so, well, obviously they partnered with us. You know, they reached out in our enrollment period and we started their 12-month marketing calendar. We have two enrollment periods a year. So they actually enrolled in our program, which started a July 1st calendar. So they just finished a full 6 months and we're heading into our next 6 months. And that's why I really love what we're doing now. We're giving you a halfway point of what have we done so far. Yeah. And the reason why it really works is because they are engaged, and that's what you really need to be, you know, at a credit union space or financial institution. You have to be engaged in your portfolio. We have a monthly call, and there's probably 8 to 10 of their staff on the call along with my whole team. And we're going through each product and service. So they've already done from July, you know, they've done a credit line increase with us, a new account acquisition, and Martin will give you some details later on what we've done with those. And the success of those, an employee acquisition campaign that he mentioned. So they've done three of the, you know, the three main Kickstarters, and they've coupled them with our marketing. So they've, you know, the full-blown balance transfer. They've done the employee usage and a usage campaign that we do towards charity. But I think the real relationship that we have here together, and we meet on those calls, is we, you know, we work with Martin to piggyback off these campaigns. You know, this is all included and the marketing kits are paid for, but then we say, you know, if you're doing an employee campaign and you used to have budgeting dollars, you know, let's piggyback and let's think of some different things that we can do. So we did that where they could give an employee who sold the most cards a day off, or a branch who sold the most cards and during that promotion, they give them a pizza party on Friday. So, you know, continually engaging their staff, but having the leaders of the team, you need someone from lending, from the front line, from marketing, all engaged, and having those meetings once a month. They're only 30 minutes. Sometimes we're on for 30 minutes. Sometimes we put up another one. Sometimes, you know, we're in the middle of the promotions and everything's going great and it's 10 minutes, but we're checking in. And I think that's the value that we bring. We really act as an extension of their credit union, you know, and really make sure that they understand the reporting that's coming out, from their processor, because this is brand and processor agnostic, so that all different reports are coming from different processors that we're seeing with, you know, what Trellence is doing. This is a full-blown solution for industry. So I think that's really what makes it work, is that, you know, they're really engaged. They really want to see the portfolio grow. We're giving them the tools and the expertise, and they're relying, and we're working together as a team to really bring their portfolio to a, you know, a higher revenue growth. And that's what they're seeing, where a lot of credit unions, as you know, unfortunately during pandemic, halted on their programs, and they shouldn't have, because our programs are data driven, and we let the credit unions view the reports before we pull a trigger on a credit line increase. So, you know, they get to send that internally to their collections. We have collections on there. They're really reviewing and really warranting the, you know, the increases to the people that deserve them, and giving new accounts to the pre-qualified members that aren't carrying their card. So I think it really is just the relationship is working very well, and the products and services here at Trellence that we're continuing to evolve, they're bringing them to fruition and really getting what you should get out of this program, and that is growth.
Yeah. And when everyone's kind of tuned in like that, or like you said, when everyone's engaged, good things happen.
Yeah.
And proof of it, right? Great. Proof in the pudding for sure. Pierre, now let's talk about, Ann said, you guys are halfway through this program. Let's talk some results here, because I think a lot of people are anxious to hear what's going on. So can you provide us with some results, or maybe, and Martin can chime in as well.
Yeah, I think Martin has some numbers I wanted him to share with you all. But I think the other thing that's real important to mention, I'm glad you mentioned this, Ann. Do you want $2 million at 30 basis points, or you want $2 million at 8%? Right. I mean, it's easy to allocate resources to something that's going to give you higher yield.
Yeah.
The other thing is the mitigation of the risk. You're able to evaluate and underwrite and determine where you're going to allow some of the risk to fall into for that higher yield. So it's a really well-performing portfolio, especially under the circumstances. But think about the stimulus money and the income tax dollars. Man, you're fighting that battle. As soon as you're advancing loans, it's getting paid off.
Yeah.
Right? And then you've got the competition trying to pay off your credit cards. So it's very aggressive. You have to be very aggressive, very assertive, got to be innovative in order to have growth in the environment that we're in. And Martin, you put some numbers together. What are the numbers that we're showing at this point?
Yeah. First of all, I'll touch on the credit limit increase. You know, everybody's looking to bring on new business, but what they're not doing is looking at the business they already have. And the first thing that we kicked off with Trellence was a look back at our current card portfolio to see what we could do with that. So we had them do a full review of our accounts, the 700 accounts that we had, and they identified 233 accounts that would qualify based on the analytics that we were running in the background for a credit card increase. So we were able to add an additional $518,000 worth of credit line increases by just looking at the analytics. And that was huge for us, because we had never done that before. We'd never taken a look back at was there potential. So we were focused on new business, getting people to open new cards. But this solution really opened some good doors for us. It was a seamless transition. We ran the reports. We sent some data over to Ann and the team. They returned the file to us. We were able to go in, make the adjustments to the credit limits, mm-hmm. Zero impact to the member on the credit score, as far as no hard credit pull. And you know, it really was a seamless thing that we had not thought to do. So they brought the expertise to us, provided us with really great numbers to back everything up, and showed why this would be a really no-brainer to do. So we continue to monitor the whole portfolio. It's as strong now, if not stronger, than it ever has been. And you know, we were able to add that additional credit lines without really kind of changing anything up. So that was really important for us. We hadn't done that, so that was good.
I think something else that you're doing that's really cool, Martin, is you're having some outbound calling. So not only are we getting credit cards, but we're also identifying individuals that have autos financed elsewhere. So we're able to bring over additional business, because we want the whole relationship. And then, of course, it's all about the checking account. So we're using the credit card as sort of an entry point, a gateway drug, if you will, to get the rest of the business.
Yeah, that works.
Hey, it's working.
Yeah, no doubt. Martin, you had a couple others that you wanted to share. I mean, there's several really positive results here, but we can only, there's only time to cover two or three of them. You want to cover a couple more?
The new account acquisition was really great for us. So we were anticipating, you know, about the industry standards, about a half of 1% return on those. We actually were able to do 1.5% return on those. So the mailer was sent out with a unique identifier. Trellis had created a portal for specifically for Capital Credit Union. As soon as somebody hit that portal, they used their unique identifier to say if they were interested in the program or not. The really great thing about that was as soon as they entered that unique identifier, Capital Credit Union got notified. So if we had any members that abandoned that application or didn't finish it off, we had the ability to do a warm outbound call to say, hey, we noticed you started this application. You didn't finish it. Did you want to go ahead and do it? That was a good touch point because we could also talk about the other products and services that that we had. Once we got those applications, as Pierre said, we were able to mine that credit and get a bunch of different other cross sells, upsells from those you know, those applications. So, you know, we had 47 new cards open up, which was amazing for our portfolio. You know, Trance was able to provide us a list, and we're still using that list for outbound calling opportunities to people who would have qualified when we ran the promotion. So, you know, the initial rollout was great, but we're still having residual from it, which is wonderful for us.
Fantastic. Let's save the best one for last, which you are a part of, Martin. So tell us about the employee new account acquisition sweepstakes.
Well, I mean, our employees are everything, and we want to get them fired up. So in October, November, we had the new account acquisition. Trellis had really wonderful marketing for us to display internally for our members or for our employees. We put that up. We sent them out a lead to say this is going to be happening. And then on the morning that we went live, the website came online. What was wonderful about it is people want instant gratification. Our employees are like our members.
Sure.
So they were able to cross-sell that credit card. They were immediately able to go to the website, enter the information, and it was going to tell them whether they'd won or whether they had not, or whether they had won or whether they were going to be entered into the grand prize drawing. And we had 9 employees who won winning gift cards, which was really amazing. And one of the really cool things is we had one of our employees win the third place prize, a grand prize, which was amazing. Right before Christmas, they got to get that. And you know, what it did was it set the stage for the next time we do one, because people understand that they have a chance to win something, which is, you know, which is really good. And it's, they get a chance to win by just doing what they do normally anyway.
Gotcha. Are you leaving something out, Martin? Didn't you have something to do with this?
Well, I mean, I had a credit card referral, and I was an instant winner, and it was.
Oh, there we go. There we go. How humble you are.
We got some instant gratification.
Right. That's the name of the game these days.
That's very infectious in a good way, because it just promotes it. You know, the next time you guys do this, so more people will be engaged. I just love this type of stuff. Pierre, okay, again, we're at the halfway point here. What are some of the benefits that you've seen so far to both your credit union and your members? What have you seen so far?
Well, Mike, without a doubt, there's no way we could have done it internally. We don't have the resources or the bandwidth to be able to focus the amount of attention, because, you know, think about it. You've got all these other products and services. You've got your online banking, your RDC, your home equity loans, your consumer auto loans, you're selling warranties. And I mean, there's so much focus going on so many other things. And with a credit, you only have a certain amount of resources that you can allocate.
Right.
So by finding partners who are willing to see success, right? Same commitment of success that they're committed to, that we're committed to, they're committed to. And it makes for a very robust program. And you got to have that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people that are willing to say, hey, we'll do this, we'll do that. And it's always about the numbers, man, the results. If you got results, you keep it going. And if you don't, then, you know, it's a bunch of hot air. But I love what's happening at this point. And it's the only way we're able to do it. And I think a lot of credit unions, you've got so many things coming at you. Being able to have a group of people that are committed and focused on this product to see it grow and do what it's capable of doing. You've got to have that. Got to have focus.
Yeah, no doubt. And Anne, this must be music to your ears, because this is precisely what this was designed to do, right? And so this is just a great example of what can happen.
It is. I mean, I can't say enough about the relationship and the focus, and their team is very dedicated to the portfolio. And so is our team here at Trellence and to our products, you know, with the data analytics that we have here now. To be able to support our credit unions. You know, you're talking about new account acquisition and credit line increases. I mean, they also did a great job. You know, once you get a new card, they did a balance transfer. You know, that's part of the marketing kits it costs a lot of money to do those things. And they brought in, you know, God, I think, what was the total amount of balance transfers you guys did? It was $226,000 in balance transfers already, where, you know, these members are needing that during pandemic to find a lower rate card with no fees. You know, they don't need to be reaching out to the big guys anymore, where they can be loyal to their credit union, get good rates, good balance transfer rates, and not be high feed and be put in more debt, where they're supporting their members during these times and will when we come out of it. I mean, the card now has all the bells and whistles that you need to have to survive in any economy. So doing a great job, and they're working it, and we love working with them. And we've halfway through, we've got success. I can't wait to see the final, you know, for sure. We're going to achieve the goals that they're looking for together, for sure.
Indeed. And Pierre, I mean, again, we're at the halfway point. Are you guys really on track of where you want to be? Are you ahead, or where?
Yeah.
As far as goals and what you want to achieve?
You know, ideally it's, you know, interchange income, balance outstanding, for receiving some of that return on. And, you know, we're a hair right under the 2 million mark, which is great. Hitting 2 million sort of beyond the goal in such a short period of time. Obviously, you want that to grow as quickly and aggressively as possible. But, man, we're really pleased with the results. Yeah. There's no way we could have done it internally. So having the support of Anne and her team has made a huge difference. And come on, man, this thing's early. It's just emerging. We haven't even started. Yeah. You know, we got a long way to go. A lot of these other portfolios are mature. They've been around for years. Ours is just emerging. And I'm really pleased with some of the foundation that we're putting in place right now.
Okay. And having said that, Pierre, I'm going to come to you, Anne. It's like, where do we go from here? Okay, we got six more months. I mean, like Pierre said, you guys are just kind of beginning with this process. So seems like some exciting stuff down the road, of which we'll cover as well. So what can we expect? What's next here?
Yeah, so they're going into the second part. So the Kickstarters are, you know, in the beginning, they're done annually. So the credit line, new account, and targeted usage will be coming up. But the marketing continues throughout the year to, obviously, if someone has a new card, you want them to use it now with our usage campaign. So they'll be adopting another usage campaign, another employee campaign, and they're fully funded by Trellence and designed by Trellence. So that's one thing that I always think is great to bring up. If, you know, credit unions are looking for this solution, think of the money that you spend going to sweepstakes companies. We do all of that. So they have another full-blown new look and feel balance transfer campaign that's coming out to market to really attract more people to take advantage of that. They'll have another employee sweepstakes. And again, we pay for the prizes, it's funded. And then we have our charity usage campaign, which will be for autism. You know, we change that up twice a year, and we give out $10,000 to charity if for every time that they swipe their card. So they got all of those coming up. A couple other things that we actually did a mailer for them for a auto refi. So, you know, Trellence isn't just all cards. We have products and services. We're in the process right now. We're super excited to announce that we will be doing a member refi program, and Capital is our beta for that. So that's to any member who has a car with another institution to do a refi over to the credit union. And Martin has some great figures on the non-member. We did a mailer for them. I think we mentioned that. Pierre spoke about that. We designed the mailer for that, and we were just happened to be in product development of our own product when they came to us as part of one of our conversations and said, hey, do you think you could develop the mailer? Well, then we're like, hey, do you want to be a beta for, you know, going forward, you know? So, you know, we have invoice audit, we have other products and services that they engage in, but we're really excited to have them for that and to finish out the next 6 months and more years in our portfolio growth solution, but to bring another product that the credit unions, you know, Martin mentioned earlier, you know, loans. And now we're going to have a product for our financial institutions that can come in to us for refi development and bring in new loans. And your first program to non-members, I mean, they brought in, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, Martin, but it was extremely successful. So we're looking to do the same to be successful with your current members.
The assistance that they gave us was really great. We were working through one of the credit bureaus to return a file to us. Matrons came in on the back end and helped us with the marketing delivery of it. And, you know, it resulted in about $2.7 million worth of new business to Capital Credit Union.
Well done.
And we couldn't have done it without their input and their expertise. So really appreciate them kind of helping us out with that.
Ah, good stuff. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you all get back to work because we have we got 6 more months to go. We're only halfway.
I
love doing stories like this because they're success story, but we're only halfway there. So I can't wait to see what, the next installments have in store for us. So I appreciate your time. And I mean, I'm going to say, have a little wrap up question here. Anne, anything else to add to wrap up here real quick?
No, I'm looking forward to our next interview. I'm sure we're going to have a lot more success. Our relationship here is strong. Looking forward to our next meetings with both of you all and continuing the success of your programs and the auto refi beta that you'll hear more about coming to market from Trellant with some other products and services.
All right. Pins and needles. Martin, anything else to add?
Just wanted to say if you're thinking about getting involved with Trellant, highly recommend it. They've been great partners to come alongside us and help us develop this program. So we appreciate their help.
Good deal. And Pierre, I'll let you have the final word.
Mike, if you need your car refinanced, let us know.
We're ready.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again for your time.
All right.
You guys are super busy, so we appreciate it. And be well, be safe. And Pierre, drive carefully, all right?
Yeah. I've got cars honking because they're waiting for this stop red light to keep changing, so I got to go.
Red light. All right, guys. I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. Well done.
Thanks, Mike, as always.